תפילת החברים.
The prayer of the friends.
בורא יקר.
Dear Creator.
אנו מודים לך.
We thank you.
שהבאת אותנו
for bringing us to the morning lesson.
הענק בליבנו.
Grant us in our hearts the power of prayer throughout the lesson and enable us to walk the spiritual path with wholeness and joy. Make us feel closer to you and let us bring you contentment.
Amen.
Amen.
Shalom, אנחנו קוראים בספר
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rabash, volume 6, page 160. Article number 162, Love of Others. You can find the study material on Sviva Teva and the Arvut system. You can send questions live through the sites. Love, please.
Yes. Just like what we learn from Kabbalah, from our nature, which is purely a desire to receive, only to receive, and we have no love for others, and perhaps even the opposite. In our nature, all we want is to receive from the others to our benefit. And we have to overcome this will to receive of ours and transform it to the benefit of others, to a desire to bestow, to go through this inversion. And that's possible only if we are together, one shall help his friend. And through examples and support and help that we give to each other. This way, we'll be able, bit by bit, to understand that what we have to do is to truly convert our nature from reception to bestowal, from hate to love, from rejection and distance to attraction and embrace. And that's essentially the whole reason for our existence, meaning that we exist in a nature that is between the will to receive and the will to bestow. The will to receive is our entire nature. That's the still vegetative and animate, and we are included in the animate level. And we have to change ourselves in a way that will reach the speaking degree, the human degree. Adam. Adam means dome, similar to the Creator. Meaning that we do wish to get close to the Creator and then be in partnership with Him. And this is how we need to advance. How do we do that? If it's in the plan of creation and all that the Creator did and designed in creation is so that we invert our nature from reception to bestowal, from hate to love, from rejection to connection. How do we do it? So it is said, I've created the evil inclination. This is as if what the Creator says, I created the evil inclination, meaning you will live in your nature, which is referred to as the evil inclination, as it thinks only about itself and rejects the others and doesn't want to get closer and do good to the others. But out of behaving that way, you'll feel how connected you are or can be. And this is how you will be able to live. And this is our work. That's it. It's actually very simple. Doing all kinds of actions. To convert ourselves from the nature of reception, of rejecting and hating the others, or even the feeling of the others, to transform that to the opposite, to bringing the hearts closer, connecting the hearts, embracing. Mutual assistance, one shall help his friend, all our friends. To perform that action on human beings, the Creator put a few conditions before us that we should certainly use. And then we'll succeed. The fact that we live through our egoistic states where we hate and reject and feel distant from each other, that's how we feel the entire world as well. The forces of nature, human society, everything. And therefore, we are relatively suffering. Everything we do takes a lot from us, a lot of effort, a lot of difficult states. We live through pressure, stress, anxiety. All that we feel. However, if we get closer to each other and begin to feel each other's shoulder, if we embrace, if we try to better understand each other and incorporate with each other, then we improve reality. The world that appeared to us as hostile and bad and threatening and pressuring, according to our inner changes, it then seems soft and beautiful and encouraging, encouraging us to connect even more. And the more we connect between us and build from ourselves something that is one, as one man with one heart. According to that, we feel that the whole of nature is actually one. That's how we actually emerge from the framework of this world that we've received to begin with in our egoistic vessels. And that's why it seems so dark and unfriendly and hostile to us. And then it becomes a world that is filled with good. So it all depends on how we relate to the world, to what surrounds us. Moreover, Kabbalists explain that it's not that we see the world correctly. We see it through our qualities. If we had other qualities, we'd see a different world. That's because the quality we were born with is the egoistic will to receive. So we see everything in the world as existing in a separate, isolated manner from the others. We see how it's completely disconnected from all other pieces of reality. Whereas if we follow the method of Kabbalah, meaning that we connect and wish to see that the whole world functions that way and is connected, then we gradually reveal that the world exists in a nature that is one, and there is one root and one force that dwells in the world, and that is the force of connection, the force of love, the force of reciprocity. And that's how we also attain the Creator, as the force that holds all of reality within it, in its force of love. And then we too get closer to feeling that force governing us. Then we reach a state where we reveal ourselves more and more to be connected, and that there's really no difference between us. And even though, to begin with, we're in the most egoistic will to receive, we have opposite qualities against that, so that we can fight and cope with our egoistic qualities and elevate ourselves to a degree above that. And this is how we connect. We achieve connection, we achieve unity, we achieve an understanding of how our world works according to positive forces of nature.
טוב. אז זה בעצם המצבנו.
Okay. Well, that's essentially our state, and we live in this world. It doesn't matter in what time. Our nature is the same nature. It is in order to receive, our egoistic will to receive, where we naturally, instinctively, only want to do good to ourselves. And here, there are some differences with regards to all the good that we want to do to ourselves. So there are degrees, root 1, 2, 3, 4, or still vegetative, animate, speaking. And so accordingly, we operate. When we begin to evolve a bit more, then we come to the understanding that there are different laws in nature. And these are laws of connection, not just to push each other away and fight each other, and try to be in states of unity, connection, oneness, to the point of love. In such a way, we begin to reveal the other nature. It's hidden from us. It's called the hidden world, meaning that we have no perception of it in our mind. We can't digest that reality. We weren't born with this quality of love and bestowal and connection. We were born in the opposite quality of self-love. And so we have a great deal of work here to learn and convince ourselves and work on ourselves so that bit by bit we receive from nature a force of bestowal, the force of connection. That's how we should look at our development. In the current time of our development, our time is referred to as the last generation, where in our generation we already have to transform ourselves, meaning rise from our egoistic will to receive to a will, to an altruistic will to bestow. And if we do ask and perform such actions, then we also succeed. That's it. Therefore, Rabash writes to us in a short article called Love of Others. I look at one tiny dot called Love of Others. It's as if a tiny dot, because we don't have any love of others. Maybe there is something like a kernel from which, or a seed from which something can develop, but not more. And I think about it, about that point. What can I do in order to benefit people? What can I do in order to benefit people? That's the thought that arises from that tiny dot called love of others. As I look at the general public, I see the suffering of individuals, illnesses and pains, and the suffering of individuals inflicted by the collective, meaning wars among nations. And besides prayer, there is nothing to give. This is called he who aches because of the affliction of the public. Meaning that if a person looks correctly at reality, then nothing else comes out of his attitude to reality but wanting. That's what we call prayer. It's our inner desire that everyone will receive some inclination towards connection, towards the positive force that lies in nature, and that this force will be revealed. And in the meantime, where this force is not revealed, but it has to become revealed according to one's observation, then he is sorry, and he's not sorry about himself, but he is sorry for the whole. The rule of the medial is that he suffers in life, everything he suffers in life, from the smallest details to the biggest collective things. Everything comes from this relationship between us, that if the relationship between us is not good, we will suffer more. And the more we can get closer to each other, even though it's not exactly our nature, but we will see how good that is. That's all. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, it's strange. He says, I look at the collective and I see pains and illnesses, etc. And besides prayer, there's nothing to give. He doesn't say, I see that no one is thinking about the Creator. He doesn't say, I see that no one engages in love of friends. He says, I see illnesses and pains and I pray. Why is he praying for the result and not over the source, the origin?
Because he sees that there's no other force in nature that can help the person, raise him above his degree, take him out of his natural hatred that he was born in, to everyone, to the still, vegetative, animate, speaking, to everyone. Man was born in self-love, and self-love means he loves himself, and to that extent he also hates the others. And therefore he says, I have nothing to do. Although in my development I can achieve the feeling of the sorrow of the public, but other than that feeling, there's nothing to do ultimately besides the prayer. All right. Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, а какую возносит молитву?
Yes, dear Rav, what is the prayer that Rabash raises in order to help all the people with their troubles?
In his heart, he feels how much these people suffer and how he must be among them and help them. And that's how he becomes included with them and prays for them.
How should we take an example from our teacher and work as he does, what should we ask when we see this suffering and problems?
Only that the Creator will show us how our will to receive is the evil inclination, how it ruins us, ruins our lives, how it comes to teach us by way of suffering. Which is, for now, the only way we can learn. Because the moment we feel good, we immediately forget about the blows. And only during the blows, we ask, where does it come from? Why? Why do I deserve it? And so on. And that's the time where we can somewhat understand the reason for the blows and their purpose.
Ну вот наша работа в основном фокусируется на десятке.
Our work mainly focuses on the ten, on the connection between us. And here Kabbalists are asking for all the people, the whole world. How do we use that example and also become incorporated in the troubles of the collective, of the general public, and ask for them?
Certainly, we can ask for all of reality, for the whole world, for humanity, but it's not going to be so realistic. Because we don't understand and don't feel this mass of people that is so vast, so huge. We can't put it into our heart, into our head. So it's sufficient for us to take the kind of collective that we can imagine to ourselves for now. And thus we'll advance, but at least to have some prayer, even for some people that we can pray for. And the Creator, the general force of nature, will be impressed by our deficiency that we insert into nature, and it will balance our deficiency, answer it. In such a way that there will be a change in reality in the world towards those people. Therefore, he writes in a different place that one cannot save himself from imprisonment. And our world is referred to as the prison. So we have to be sorry in such a way that everyone is in some dark, closed, pressured state. And the more we all want to connect and embrace and help each other, to that extent we will draw the upper force, the good that does good, the Creator, to help us. And to pull us above this worst reality there is. Okay? PT 36.
I wanted to ask, what is the point of love of others, or the dot of love of others?
The point of love of others exists in each and every person. It doesn't exist on the still, vegetative, and animate levels, only in the speaking level. There are people who are more sensitive to their point in the heart, to how much it operates and demands some response from the person, and other people are not so sensitive to it yet. In fact, over time, over generations, we gradually evolve more and more, as we see on the speaking level, that in the past people were more wild, and then they became more evolved in their emotion, in their mind, in the structure of society and relationship between us and so forth. And accordingly, we evolve, and then we begin to see ourselves and how we succeed in understanding that in the world there's more than just food, sex, and family. But there are also higher degrees of desire, of deficiency. And we begin to approach them. And then we see that these are actually 5 degrees, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge.
So we develop.
So we do evolve through these degrees, and we see that even our history can be viewed as these levels of food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. And then comes godliness. Today, we're already at the higher levels of human development. Food, sex, family are natural things that develop within us on a natural, beastly, egoistic, simple level that's understood to us as the needs of the body that we can't let go. But money, honor, knowledge, that already pertains to the feeling of others. How do I connect to others through buying and selling with money and so forth? Or honor, how much I respect someone and someone else respects me and so forth. That too is similar to money, it's a kind of a currency. And then there's family, how dear it is to a person. All of that is only on the human species, the food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. But then from that development, also comes a development of asking ourselves, why? What for? Why do we need to develop these qualities? And when we begin to ask that, then we have all kinds of methods by which we can calm ourselves down or silence ourselves, or and how we can advance more and more. We exist in a state where
שבעצם כל הדרגות האלה הן דרגות
where basically all these degrees precede the spiritual degree. After we achieve all of this development, then we enter spiritual degrees, which is already an opposite form. Also in the previous degrees, where we would develop ourselves through money, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge. In that too, we begin to move away from ourselves to some extent. We're willing to exchange this for that. But when we complete these degrees, food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge already belongs to what's beyond the body. We get no bodily pleasure in that. We want to fill ourselves up with knowledge of this world. And that's why it's already considered a degree that is intermediate between the beastly degrees and the human degrees. Well, and there's more.
So, what does it mean to look at the point of love of others? What are you actually looking at?
When I look at love of others, I see how much this thing is higher than me. I'm requested of something that is detached from me. What do I get from this? Feeling good from this, I can't, because that means loving the others, bestowing good to others. What do I have from that? We can't. We can only do it on the condition that this other one is close to me, dear to me, like my children, my friends, and so forth, but not just anyone that is other. The others means that I have no connection to them except for being able to develop this connection from nothing, where I don't depend on him and he doesn't depend on me, but in order to achieve a higher spiritual degree that we don't know and don't feel, but to the extent that we connect to each other in such a way, we will then reveal what love of others means.
Thank you.
All right.
Good morning, Rav. I see that people are suffering, but it is not really touching me. I think perhaps even before coming to Kabbalah, I felt more. What is this state of indifference and what to do about it? Should I go to the front lines of some war to experience the suffering myself?
You need to come closer to each other and convince each other how much the tendency toward connection, to being closer with each other, will open for you a new mind and a new heart. And you will feel how the world becomes broader accordingly. And as a result, you will have a feeling, a broader feeling, in sensing the world.
So what should we do with the various conflicts around the world? Should I look at it? Should I try and sympathize with it? Because at the moment, I'm not really sympathizing with it.
you need to learn to what the world is intended to develop. And in this way, you will come to you will realize what situation, what state you're in compared to what state you should be in. That's it. And then from the gap between the two states, the difference between them, you will have a demand to rise to the next degree. Okay?
All right.
Baltia 4.
Спасибо, Раф. Вот как найти в молитве усердности, чтобы молиться больше за других, что понять, что ты молишься и хочешь создать что-то другое?
How to find the stubbornness of praying for others to, when you understand you want to do good to the friend and not to yourself, how to do that?
It depends on how much you feel dependent on others. That you feel that you are dependent on the others. That's the problem. It's very important to feel that I am totally dependent on the state of those around me. Absolutely. Meaning, I don't look at each one as an individual, but I look at the environment that he is in. Because he's totally dependent on his environment.
Egoistically, this environment of the friend, I see how much he depends on me and not I depend on him.
That's what it seems to you like now. You're dependent on him, he's dependent on you. Therefore, the mutual responsibility is necessary for us to help each other rise above our situation. One has nothing to do with the other.
Sometimes we give an example that even animals pray. An example of a request that comes naturally out of fear or need. I wanted to know, what is the prayer on the speaking level? What is it that a Kabbalist prays? Well, what does it mean? What's the precondition for it to be a prayer, not on the animate level, but on the speaking level?
We turn to the Creator because everything depends only on Him, on the upper force. And we ask of Him to arrange us in such a way that we will understand and feel all the conditions where we are, so we can rise above our ego, so we can understand the forces of nature that operate on us. And that's it. We only need to work with it, to talk about it.
PT35.
Thank you, Rav. I want to continue the question from PT31 and ask that regarding the prayer, when you want to feel something, you don't feel it, and when you ask for it, you gradually feel like the prayer gives you the force to reach this force, this unique nature that we want to acquire. What is so special about the prayer? What is this unique power that you feel that you are receiving this sense of feeling nature as one, like you said?
You turn to the Creator because there's none else besides Him. And all the threads by which He manages, governs the world are in His hand. So you turn to that force because you can and you have the right to turn to Him and ask. Now the question is, how do you ask it? What exactly do you ask for? Because anyone can turn to the Creator, but there are those who cry out all the 24 hours, And those who say one word, and it immediately becomes realized. So we learn more and more. It needs to be in the feeling too. How much our feelings, our problems, our goals, our expectations, how much they are in the same direction as the Creator's. And then we have a better chance of coming into one action, operating together with Him as one, and then we succeed.
Selam Rav. Rav, başımıza bir şey gelince korkup yaradan hatırlıyoruz. Hayatımız normale girdiği an hiçbir şey yaşamamış gibi hayatımıza devam ediyoruz. Bizim doğamız neden böyle? Ve doğamız her ızdıraba alışabiliyorken, Yaradan'ın bizlere daha ne kadar ızdırap göndermesi gerekecek ki daimi bir uyanış alalım?
Rav, kişi anahtu mefaedim, anahtu zokhim et abore.
When we are afraid, we remember the Creator. And then afterwards, we go back to our normal life. We forget about everything. And we continue our life as if nothing happened. Why is our nature that way? How much suffering will we need to live in constant awakening?
The same happens to us with education of children. And how were we educated? I remember how many times I was yelled at. I was even smacked here and there. So what do I remember from this? That's the way it is. If it's gone, when it's gone, it's gone. This is our nature. This is life. So what we need to do is to understand that all these blows in the end accumulate and give us an additional attention to what is happening to us and how we are responding incorrectly to our surroundings, to our parents, to our strangers, etc.
No, no, תשאלו עוד.
Yeah, go ahead. Keep asking.
לא רוצה.
She doesn't want to.
İstiyorum, Rav. şunu sormak istiyorum. Peki, nasıl bizler bunu daha fazla farkına varacağız, bu darbelerin yıkıcılığının topyekün olarak? Çünkü bugün bu olay oluyor ama yarın unutulacak. İnsanlar unutacak.
How can we at least raise our awareness so that tomorrow we don't forget again?
This is to the extent that these things are important to your friends. You have a very strong group. And if your friends also think like you, then there's no question you will be able to constantly be in thoughts about the purpose of the group. Okay?
Darom one.
Darom one.
Boker tov, Rav. Boker tov, chavarim.
Like many of our friends and many other people, I received a red alert call from the army. I have to wear the uniform in a few hours and be there. Please tell me, how can I turn the hate to kind of useful hate with respect to the 10 and so forth?
You, when you join the army, when you get drafted, you have to follow the orders of the commanders. Otherwise, there cannot be an army. And whatever your commander says, this is what you need to do. That's it.
Not to think about love their friend as thyself towards our enemies, that doesn't work. Yeah.
You are forbidden to work with your own laws, which you take from the wisdom of Kabbalah, while you are in the army. There, they work according to different criteria. And therefore, anyone in front of you is an enemy. An enemy. And this is how you have to relate to him. Although deep within your heart, you actually want everything to be okay, good, and both your enemies and friends, for all of them to go back home, to return home. But this is what happens. What can you do? And then we understand them.
İşittim ki yani kurduğumuz bağla alakalı yani tüm dünyadaki oluşan sorunlar sanki bizden kaynaklanıyormuşuz gibi.
I heard that all the problems that we go through in life is because we don't connect.
Correct. There is nothing more than that. The Creator created Adam HaRishon. The system broke it into many, many pieces that are strangers to each other and gave them the possibility to begin to connect. Some of the operations of connection the Creator does by Himself, these are called the operations of nature, when atoms and molecules connect, species, genders, male, female, etc., etc., etc. What we all in all call nature, all of it, the still vegetative, animate, and speaking. When we talk about this still vegetative and animate, we talk about nature. When we talk about the speaking level, there it's a different story. Entry into the speaking level is not a simple entry. Not all of us come in immediately. And we don't even understand that there is such a thing. We just evolve. So just like animals have all kinds of habits and rules, people too have them. And therefore we have to learn how we can be connected to each other more than the still vegetative inanimate, for whom nature behooves them, obligates them from within, because they evolve. But we have to correct ourselves on the speaking levels by wanting to be together above our ego. This is what doesn't exist on the still vegetative and animate levels. But on the speaking level, we have to, despite the force of rejection, bring ourselves into correction. Therefore, today as well, we see this, that we are not performing acts of connection on the speaking level, right? So when we don't do it, we have wars. We have all kinds of actions, one against the other. Humanity is in hostility, developing weapons, etc. Natural forces are also pressuring us more. And it's all in order for us to understand that we have to come to the speaking level, which is above nature, in our body, in our flesh, in our minds, in our hearts. There is no such tendency toward it. We, all in all, only need to develop within us the sense of love of others, which doesn't exist in nature, and this way come closer to each other.
Değerli Rav, peki bu sevgiyi nasıl dağıtım olarak yapabiliriz ki bu dünyada?
So how can we spread love in the world?
אנחנו מבינים שהעולם כבר...
We understand that the world has advanced to a state where on the levels of still vegetative and animate, it is quite connected. We have connection between nations and countries in commerce, in industry, in knowing one another. All around the world, we all travel and understand what is going on, and we studied it in school over the last 100 years, what is happening with us and how we develop. Now we've come to a state where we have to connect on a higher level, where even though we all exist in the egoistic form, in the still vegetative and animate, egoistic manner. Above it, we have to start getting closer and connect altruistically. And it's not like we feel like it, whether we want to or not. It's because the Creator, nature, God in Gematria's nature, will obligate us to connect. And if we don't connect, then there will be such conflicts and problems between us that, as Baal Sulam writes, that even atom and hydrogen bombs will convince us to connect.
Thank you, Rav.
Yes, please. We have Ita One.
Caro Rav, quando sento il dolore dell'umanità, provo un dolore troppo grande che.
Dear Rav, when I feel the humanity's pain, I feel it too intense, too powerful, and it shakes me. How can I cope with this pain so that it's not pain, but from the point of connection, that it becomes suffering of love?
It depends on you. You are given the sense of pain, so you would feel that this is what's missing for you. Try to turn that pain into a tendency for connection, for unity. And at that point of pain, you will feel pleasure. You will feel love. That pain is like being separated from someone you love very much, and it hurts you, the separation. So try to connect, and you'll see that instead of pain comes pleasure.
Moscow 4.
Здравствуйте, Рав, мировой клей. Рав, вот такой вопрос.
Hello, Rav, the world clay.
События, ваши все ученики,
when we see such things that happen, all of your students understand it as a clarion from the Creator.
Но как сделать так, чтобы ответить на призыв Творца, а не превратить это вот в суету?
And you want some very decisive decisions, but how to answer the Creator's call and not to turn it into something that serves my will to receive, but to really answer the Creator's call, which is very different from the decision I can think about.
There's nothing to think about. We only have one direction, to come closer between us, to come closer between us. And we need to set an example to the whole world that there's nothing else in our actions other than to come closer. And therefore, this is what we do. That's it. We have to talk about it, explain it, yearn for it, aspire. Women Latin.
Buenas noches, Raf. Buenas noches, amigos. Una pregunta de una amiga. Sentir que la aflicción de los demás sucede por mi desconexión con el
question from a friend.
Desde el egoísmo.
Feeling that the suffering of others happens because of my lack of connection with the group. Does that come from my egoism or from getting closer to bestowal?
אני לא הבנתי מה היא אומרת.
I didn't understand what she said.
She asks this. Feeling the sorrow of others happens because I'm not connected to the group and it comes from the ego, that I feel like the center of the world, or it's getting closer to bestowal?
Both. Both. To the extent that I am in altruistic qualities, I advance in love and joy. To the extent that I am still on egoistic degrees, I feel that I am advancing or going in, let's say, suffering and pain. Clear? This is how it happens, like a wheel. On one side, it advances, so it feels good. Another side goes seemingly backwards, so it feels bad.
One.
Latin one. La pregunta es, cuando veo el sufrimiento de un amigo, ¿cómo puedo sacarlo de ese agujero negro?
When I see suffering of a friend, how can I take him out of this black hole when I myself am under the influence of self-love?
But still, you have a duty to awaken the friend a little bit. So go down to his degree, acquire his external form, connect with him, and gradually begin to pull him out of it upwards. It's like jumping into the ocean in order to save someone. So I have to come to him, I have to grab him, and only after I grab him, I begin to elevate him together with me from the water. Try and see. Do you have a microphone?
Ну говори.
Раф, вы сказали, что так, где не знали камера. Вы сказали, что
лучше повернись назад.
Вот так.
Еще.
Вы сказали, что когда я соединяюсь с товарищем и
Well, you said, when I connect with a friend, his pain becomes light and love, and it really turns out that to feel this, I want to look for that pain. So we're always nourished by pain to draw the light.
You are egoistic. This is why you feel more colors, more shades in the pain rather than in joy. What is this? What is joy? Laughter. It's just a kind of giggle. Nothing serious beyond that. Whereas pain, tears, all kinds of worries have so much depth to them, and we can describe them, write entire volumes about them. Why? Because we still don't know what shades exist in love and joy. We haven't come to it. For the time being, all of humanity is living on the level, on the plane of suffering.
Вообще возможно, да, чувствовать свет на любовь?
But in principle,
или она всегда приходит только на зло, боль.
We can feel the light out of love, out of joy, or it always comes on the background of pain and suffering and negative feelings.
In principle, initially yes, but afterwards no. We will feel joy.
Mach 4.
Раф, если я не чувствую свое сердце и сердце товарища, как нам сближаться с сердцами?
Раф, if I don't feel my heart or the friend's heart, how can we bring the hearts closer?
You will begin to feel that you are dependent on the friend's heart. Because only through his heart you will advance toward the Creator. For the time being, we are like shishliks, pieces of meat on the barbecue. Until we present our hearts to the, we put them all together, we won't be able to present them to the Creator. Only on this.
בוקר טוב רב, בוקר טוב חברים. רב, אתמול חבר מחדרה שאל שאלה.
רב, yesterday a friend from חדרה asked a question. He asked whether we attracted light of Chokhmah, and that's why we feel the judgments in the world like it happened in after other congresses before. So the question is, what do we need to focus on in order to draw more light of Chassadim?
Only on connection. Chassadim come only from the connection between us.
But it's basically what we tried to do, and we felt like we've connected on a certain level, and still we drew Chokhmah.
Why? No. Maybe we drew some Chokhmah, but basically we felt lack of Chassadim as well.
So why is what's happening now happening?
What is happening?
The war. All the mess.
It's not a mess. It's according to the higher plan and to the extent that we are in the state of going this way or that way, accordingly, we basically are advancing. I don't see anything negative in what is happening. It's a shame that it's happening and brings suffering to people, but there is no other way to make people learn and push them toward connection, but only through these terrible actions.
So what you're saying, that direction is correct, we just have to strengthen?
Of course, for lack of chassadim, we suffer wars, death, and all kinds of things. And if there are chassadim, then we receive development, connection. That's
Доброе утро, Рав, дорогая группа. Я вот хотела спросить, вот сказано, я
слушаю. Hello, Rav and dear group.
Правильно ли сказать, что вот то, что
It's written that I've created the evil inclination. Is it right to say that what's revealed now is that same evil inclination that the Creator created, or is it the evil inclination that comes out of us?
Nothing stems from us. All the good, all the bad are in the Creator, and we, with our attitude toward one another, express or reveal externally. Of course.
How can we get mercy? How do we increase them?
If we come closer to one another, we awaken chassadim, mercies. That's how it is. Simple.
We are reading selected excerpts from our sources in the topic of growing stronger in There's None Else Besides.
Let's start.
So number one, from Baal HaSulam, Shamati number one. It is written, there is none else besides him. This means that there is no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against him. And what one sees, that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is his will. This is deemed a correction called the left rejects and the right pulls closer. Meaning that what the left rejects is considered a correction. This means that there are things in the world that to begin with aim to divert a person from the right way, and by which he is rejected from holiness. The benefit from the rejections is that through them a person receives a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him, since he sees that otherwise he is lost. Thank you, Rav. Whatever a person doesn't ascribe to the Creator, it means that it's the Creator rejecting, that that's the way he wanted it?
Yes. It's not like the Creator wishes to reject a person. He wishes to advance a person. But in order to advance him, he rejects him, and then a person wants to advance.
And what should a person do in those states?
Cry, pray, ask, make efforts in order to move himself forward. Okay.
Rav, how do you strengthen yourself and none else besides him?
You grow stronger in There's None Else Besides Him by constantly being in There's None Else Besides Him.
When a person sees that the Creator is rejecting him from the path, putting all kinds of doubts in him, how can he strengthen himself?
If it's only the Creator, there's no problem. He is nevertheless connected with the Creator. Except the connection might not be face to face, but face to back, posterior. But nevertheless, he is connected.
And how does he connect to the Creator more in those states?
He tries. He tries, he asks, he prays for it, he connects the friends more, he asks from them, meaning everything available to him. In order to remain connected.
And a person sees that he has no prayer, that he's empty. So where does he get the forces from within?
From his emptiness.
To the.
Thank you. Attempt to enter here too, through the border. And he writes that the benefit is from the rejections, that through them he will get a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him, since then he sees that he's lost. Why does the Creator need to bring us to a feeling that we need him? He's perfect. So why do I have to reach a state that I will have to ask for his help? What's the matter in this?
Because
Because, in effect, this is the best example for you in order to understand the Creator and come closer to Him.
So He wants me to come closer by needing Him?
Yes.
But we learn that who can help me is the friends in the tent. So why is the Creator in the middle here?
Do you wish to connect in the tent to the tent?
That's why we're coming to study. He says, if you want to connect to the Creator, so connect to the friends in the tent. So how suddenly the Creator's in the middle here? And he doesn't write that if you connect with the friends, you can connect to the Creator. Why should I reach a state that I have to call the Creator that He will help me, not the friend will help me? Why is it written in such a way?
Because you're not that impressed by the Creator, but from the friend, who is near you, both positively and negatively, you were highly impressed.
He writes that there's none else besides Him, and we learn it for so long that there's no other force in the world that has the ability to do anything against Him. And what one sees, that there are things in the world that deny the upper household, the reason is that this is His will. This is deemed, well, according to what I understand, that we have to reach a state to understand that no one can help me but the Creator.
Correct.
Why do I need to reach a state that I have to understand that only the Creator can help? What's hiding there?
Because that's the truth.
What's the truth?
The truth is there's only one force that determines for you your entire process in life.
So what's happening is all from Him.
Yes.
I understand. Thank you.
Write it for yourself.
I write it, but you know, you say that this whole mess in Israel now, it's only a result that we hate each other. So he's showing us now, supposedly he's showing us, if you don't connect, if you won't be dependent, you'll be hanging one next to the other. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
So how do we better this state now?
Finally, we change the attitude towards one another.
In what? How?
That all of Israel are friends.
So we all have to start loving each other.
Good. Yes.
I see. What can I say? Thank you.
You continue to sit quietly, comfortably.
And
if when he changes. Maybe I'll also change a little bit. But first, let the situation state change. The air will change. You don't ask, demand yourself to change. Right, Zvika?
Who do I have to change towards?
Toward each and every one.
You always say, look, don't do the work on the outside, do it in your tens. Is that right?
First of all, yes.
So what do I have to get to in the ten that it'll stabilize and change? What do I have to do?
First of all, for you to be as one man in one heart.
And that can change the state?
That can change the state. Only this can change.
So what you're saying is that you're not connected yet between you, and that's why there's trouble.
Correct.
So how do we advance?
We advance toward connection. There's nothing else. Only toward connection.
Okay.
When a person is constantly connected to none else besides him, he gets everything with inner peace, or is he moved by the Creator's actions in our world?
He gets excited by the actions of the Creator toward the whole world, first of all towards his friends and him, but to the whole world. He understands that everything that's happening is done by the Creator.
But is he excited by what people are excited? People are excited by actions. What is a Kabbalist excited from?
A Kabbalist is excited more from the quality of actions. People come closer, people move apart, great crowds are moving mutually, one into the other, one against the other. And a person who can see it from the outside sees how the Creator, to what extent he's managing humanity to bring it, to recognize the evil in it.
So he's inspired by the way the Creator is working on humanity?
Yes, of course.
Just like we're practicing in the 10 to feel the Creator in the 10, so the Kabbalist feels the Creator working on all of humanity.
Yes. Who should I ask?
There's Baltia 4 there.
Okay.
Да, спасибо, Рав. Да, я хотел только спросить один вопрос. Да, как?
Thank you, Rav. I wanted to ask how, from an egoistic discernment of none else besides him, to make sure that it comes from the heart that there's none else besides him. Because in an egoistic way, I do what I want. There's none else besides him, and that's it. But how to make sure it comes from the heart?
There are forces that govern the whole world. This force spreads out and covers all of humanity. And you can aim this force according to your choice in the direction of adhesion, connection between people. Try to do it. And you'll discover that this force, to some extent, is serving your direction.
Good morning, Rav, friends. Without complaining, how to keep him between us, that pain. And what is that pain?
The pain that we're not connected into a single body. We don't feel ourselves belonging to the same body.
Ep 1.
When such a state of rejection comes to man, that he's rejected from holiness, should he feel that something's wrong with him, that he has to do more? Where is the balance between none else besides him, and if not for me, who is for me?
A person will find it. A person will find it. In effect, there is no balance. Rather, everything is, there's none besides him. As much as I can raise him.
Thank you, Rav. When a person sees things in the world that deny the guidance from above, for instance, what's happening now in the country, so eventually do we have to reach a state that will ask the Creator to help us? Because otherwise we are lost. So the question is, how do we reach from the request of the Creator to help us and our relatives and our nation to a request that He will take us out of self-love?
Lo yavanti, Nurit.
I didn't understand all it.
Should we turn to the Creator as he writes, so the Creator will help him because otherwise he sees he's lost? Is the request to help us and save us from what's happening now in the country? Or should the plea to the Creator be to save us from self-love?
From self-love.
So that's the point, that when the Creator sends things that deny His guidance from above, that toss us out completely from none else besides Him, how do we come back to this point that has to help us come out of self-love and reach love between us? Instead of asking for save us, help our nation, help.
Because these are egoistic requests. Help us, save us, raise us, and so on and so forth. These are egoistic requests.
So that's the point, because on one hand, he's sending things in the world that deny his guidance from above, just toss them out. And a person just cries out, help me egoistically. But we want to reach a state that we're asking for help. It isn't egoistic. So how to come close to that? How to help one another focus on it?
Only with the help of the friends. When you speak about it together and you decide to turn to the Creator, specifically with such a request. First of all, connect us. Bring us into as one man and one heart. And then this heart, we open it to the Creator, may He enter it and fill it. Okay, Nurit.
Thank you. Sometimes it's very difficult because there's states that friends have family that is going through all kinds of scary states.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Specifically when you are in the scariest states, if you are thinking correctly, we are helping them out.
Okay, so who has to think correctly? Because if I have a state in my family that, I don't know, someone in my relatives is in a dangerous place, and I'm in a state that I'm completely tossed from above. So I'm not in a cry out to come out of self-love. It's only help my family.
This is not good.
So how do we help each other?
To overcome this fear, you have to think of there's none besides him.
But it's not in my forces, on my own.
There are my friends, right?
But if someone is in the state, can they even hear about none else besides them? They're all losing it.
You have to, because that is the remedy. That is the remedy. Specifically in this way, you can turn your fate upside down.
So can we do it without mixing them in there just to want it for them because they can't listen? Hello, love. I have a question. I feel great disappointment after the Congress because we wanted to make a change in the world for the good. Why did none else besides them send us these disturbing pictures? Did we miss out on something in the convention?
What do you think?
I think that we missed out on something.
What did we miss?
Connection, maybe that wasn't enough. Maybe I didn't connect enough.
Maybe it's the other way around. Because we wanted to connect more intensely between us, we turned to the Creator, asking to be more connected. And He showed us to what extent we're unable to do it.
So when will these pictures already change for the good in the world? We've been working for so many years for something to happen.
You're not working for so many years. What are you thinking you're working on? We need to truly try and connect between the friends, the men and the women, as in one heart, and to ask the Creator to correct our common heart.
When he writes that the benefit of the rejections is by that a person gets a complete need and desire for the Creator to help him. Now on the 10, we feel rejections a lot. So how on the 10 are we more successful to find the benefit in the rejections?
When we want to connect above the rejections, then you'll feel the need for the help of the Creator. And that is the benefit.
It's not the first time, but now there's like a state that I can't explain. So we know there's none else besides him. And there's an impression, the sense we're connecting, or we want to draw the upper light, the mercy, but now I have no faith towards all the previous impressions. What should I do?
This is very good. First of all, we are constantly climbing up the steps. Faith, reason, faith. Reason, faith, knowledge. So there's no problem when something falls, something disappears in its place. We have something that we can raise and hold on to. Hence, the most important thing is the patience and to continue, even mechanically, what you did yesterday. That's it. It doesn't come out from the bottom of your heart today. Okay, don't do it from the bottom of your heart. You can't do it. Do it automatically. Automatically. Tomorrow will be another day. That's how we teach ourselves to be like the revolution of a wheel. One time, half of the distance is going forward and the other half is going backward, and that's how it moves forward in general.
I feel that I have no control on my body, no control on my desire. I have fear.
Excellent, excellent. The Creator is trying to show you how much you are not the landlord over your body. But he's the landlord, he's the host, he's the manager. And if you turn to him, you can influence your own body through him.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. Hello, everybody. After the Congress we had, we felt a strong connection, happiness, closeness. We opened our hearts and came closer. What now? How to keep the happiness going? We're really on the next degree, an upper degree, all of us. And how can we give the more happiness and more forces to one another? And gratitude to the Creator.
Go ahead, you have the internet. And start reinforcing one another. send each other words of encouragement and connect. That's how you should.